Blog Talk Radio. Call me, girl. Just call me. Whatever you do, make sure you give me a call. That is Sky. The ladies of Sky Down, as we know. And we love them so much. Much love, everybody. What's happening? It is Saturday. The weekend is here. Oh, man. It is on. And time to get that cardio moving, baby. Let's get it going and grooving here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to all you guys. May God be with you and keep you. Hope, you know, you guys are having a great time. Some of my friends are on ships, the cruise ships, traveling around the world. Much love to my cousin who's over in Italy on the ship. She's on a cruise doing her thing. Have a wonderful time, sweetheart. And, man, oh, man, and some of my other friends are. And Mexico, you guys are getting around and doing your thing. I seen some of my friends up in Canada. Man, so you guys, hey, I want to go somewhere. I can't go anywhere. Our road got washed away. We don't have a road to my street. We have to take dirt roads to get out of here. To get in town. It's crazy here in Texas. So I'm right where I need to be. Anyway, many blessings to all you guys. We love you here at Solar Records Radio. And thank you so much for tuning in. Today is Saturday. We're going to get our cardio show on. All up-tempo, jam, slamming tracks. Turn that down. So it's going to be a little rowdy. All right, but listen, guys, I want y'all to have a good time. I want to give a shout out to Charlotte. We love you, Charlotte. We're praying for you, baby girl. You are in our hearts. We give your little baby a big, beautiful kiss from Solar Records Radio. We love on you, Charlotte. We are praying for you, and we just love you, and we admire you. We admire your strength. We admire your courage. We admire, you know, that you're fighting the good fight. So we're just praying that, you know, what is happening with your body, that God will heal you, fix you right where you are. And in the meantime, I'm so excited because you are just a breath of fresh air. You know, when we see your smile, we see that you know, despite what you're going through, you are very loving and beautiful. So thank you for that. And keep up the good fight, girl. And don't forget, you got all of us. You got Don Fleming. You got Wardell Potts. You got Greg. You got Astro. You got all the whole team right here. And we're right here to hold your hand as you're going through what you're going through with your illness. But I've watched this happen to most of my friends, and they ended up on the other side of this, okay? So I always believe in hope. We got to keep hope alive, okay? Once you give up, it's over. Keep hope alive. And so that's my brother, Don Fleming. How you doing, Don?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm hyped. I'm excited about the cardio show. I got my shirt off. I'm ready to start working out, man. I miss going to the gym. I need to get back in the gym. I had to take a break for a second, but now that coke is gone, I can get back in the gym. But I'm a little slow because it's been over a week now, and I haven't been back to the gym. So this was my – so today I start my workout again, and so I'm doing it with you guys. And so I'm shirtless. I got all my shorts. My muscles are showing. my fat muscles are showing. And we're going to get going here. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Greg. Much love, Greg. And Greg and Charlotte and Phil are going to see Shalimar. I think it's the second concert or the third concert that they're doing in the UK. So, listen, you guys have a wonderful time and enjoy. We had a great conversation yesterday. Just real quickly before we get to the music, we had a great conversation yesterday just talking about, you know, all the stupid stories and stuff. And one of the stories that I shared with you guys was about Shalimar and the song, Greg, I think it was Greg, I don't know, but somebody asked the question, what was the fastest song that we recorded? And I believe the fastest song we recorded, despite the fact that it's really not fast, because we're in the studio for hours recording a song, you know, up to, you know, 9 to 10 hours just trying to get one song done. So, but I believe the fastest song I told you yesterday was Make That Move. So, you know, and so hats off to Shout. Yeah, that was fun, too. That was a fun recording. And it was a fun song. And I learned some new things. I created some new stuff.
You know what I love? You know what I love about the very beginning of that part, the very beginning of that song, that little sequence, that I love that. I know I'm butchering it, but I love that part in the beginning.
We love
you. Play drums on that song, right?
Yes. And so we were up, and we were at the Silver's house. We were at the Silver's house, and we went upstairs. And we started trying to figure out what this is the strangest thing. I was there, but I didn't write the song. I don't know why I was there. I'm always there. But we were there, and we were in one of the girls' bedroom. Nothing bad. We just that was the cleanest room in the house. So we were told to go in that room, you guys. So we went into one of the girls' room, and we were just working out ideas and stuff, and it was just amazing because I had my drumsticks, you know, and but there was no drums, and I was figuring out my part sitting there on the side of the bed, and so it was Ricky Silvers, Kevin Spencer, and myself, and it was just great. I think Ricky Smith may have been there. And this is the song. Y'all hear it in the background. And we started figuring it out. And I said, oh, yeah, we're gonna do this. And so we went in the studio. And we went in the studio and started working on that song. And it was just great. It was a wonderful time. And so that song, when it came out, it's just so many amazing memories that I got from that song. But anyway. All right, getting back to the story, back to where we were. So, Don Fleming's going to hang out with us today. He's going to be hitting you guys with Four on the Floor as well. I'm going to hit you with Four on the Floor. And then we're going to do, each one of us will do our own blocks, and then we'll do our combination block. And so we'll start off with our combination block. And then the next time around, Don will do his block, and then I'll do my block. And then we'll come back together again with a combination block. And so the block consists of three songs. Now, I want you guys, if you're going to work out with us, make sure you stretch, okay? Warm up. Don't just start, you know, you got to warm up. And if you haven't done this at all, if you haven't warmed up, I mean, if you never haven't worked out in years and you just want to get started, talk to your doctor. I promise you. You have to talk to your doctor. It is so important because they can tell you exactly where you are and how you can get to where you're trying to go in a safe way. We are not doctors. We are not gym teachers. We are just people that are just wanting to have a good time. And, you know, so it's like, we want you to, you know, at the same time, you know, be healthy and take care of yourself. So we don't give advice. We just doing what we do. So if you want to work out with us, cool, that's on you. But make sure, like I said, for your best interest, if you haven't done this in a long time and you feel like you're overweight and everything, I recommend that you don't do it. I recommend that maybe you can move around and sit in a chair and move around, but I don't want you to hurt yourself, okay? We love you, and we need you to be good. All right, Don, so I want to see the song in the background. I'm going to start off with this Dynasty song. This is called Still a Thrill. And then Don's got the next one, and I got the next one, and then we'll be back here.
All right.
Video. Anything else you want to say, Don, before we get going?
No, man. Look, enjoy the day. Of course, it is Solar Records Want to Dance. Solar Records Radio wants to dance. And let's dance, man. Let's do it. Let's get on with this block.
Here we go.
Maybe I'll forgot the memories until I anyone have any? Does anyone have any?
make them come out to us and did you know I knew you thought you're not too cool. What makes you wanna mess with my life? I think I'll buy a gun, go out and have some fun, maybe even come and take your wife. Somebody tell them,
My, Jesse Johnson putting it down here on Solar Records Radio. My goodness gracious. If you guys are getting your cardio on, if you can't move to that, come on. You got to be able to move to that. Anyway, what a blessing it is. I just pray that, like I told you guys, please make sure that you warm up first before you do your cardio. And if you have not done the workout, make sure you talk to your doctor first, okay? I don't want you getting sick. We don't know. That's not our thing, okay? We don't recommend you do anything. We just trying to encourage you to get off the couch and do, you know, take care of yourselves. Because as we get older, y'all know what happens, right? We get older, next thing you know, our kids are taking care of us. We need to push that off as far as possible, right? I don't want my kids taking care of me. I don't want them in my space. I want them to go do them. And we need to take care of ourselves so we can do us, right? All right, guys. So what? Look here. I have a special treat for you right now. What's going on, Denise? The ladies of Sky is on the line with us. Let me turn this down. Oh, my God.
Baby, I love what you're doing, my brother. I love it. It is so important. The message that you're putting out, get up off the couch, fam. Get up off the couch.
Get up. Let's get going. Because it's so
easy. Get up and let's get going, please.
You know, it's easy to get stuck there, right, Denise? It's easy to get. It's like, you know, as we get older, that's like, you know what? I deserve to just take a break now. I've been working hard all my life. I'm chilling. But we can get stuck on that couch. We can get stuck there. And before you know it, people are helping you to get up.
Say it again, brother. Listen, let me tell you something. One of the things that I have come to realize, and especially like you said, this week I was up in Manhattan and they had a whole fair surrounding strokes in particular, you know, making people aware of the signs of stroke. But all of these things, strokes, cardiovascular health, all fit in together. So I'm going to tell you what the little trick that I've done. I have one of those smart watches, right? And in addition to it telling me how much sleep I'm getting, because in terms of your overall health, we have to also make sure, and especially when you get older, you know, you tend to sleep less. But we have to make sure that we have a sufficient amount of rest. But my watch also lets me know when I've sat too long. And these two little feet will come up to say, get moving. And I think it's a great little tool, you know, that you can use if you're the kind of person that, you know, like you said, tends to sit around and not get up and get active. And so I love that little feature because when it goes off and I get that little buzz on my arm, I say, oh, let me get up. And I get up and I'll walk into the kitchen and I keep a little 3-pound weights. And no matter if I'm waiting to make a cup of coffee or no matter what I'm doing, I pump my little weights to just keep the body moving and going. So I'm so happy that you're bringing this awareness to our listening public, baby. They need to know.
Amen. I see you, Denise. I see you on, you know, walking a lot. I see you walking with your dog. You get out there and you do your thing. I mean, that's what we got to do.
That's what, you know, to me, and it's funny. Don't think that it's always easy to do it. I mean, the dog got to go. So that's, you know, that's
right,
impetus, not so much mine. However, some mornings I'll get up and I'll be like, okay, I'm just going to walk to the corner, you know, and then I'm going to walk back. But what I find is once you get out, and especially if it's a pretty decent day outside, if the sun is shining and now, you know, for us in the north, of course, the weather's getting a little bit better. Once I get out there, Wardell, and I start going and I start walking, I find myself feeling better. And I've taken to listening to the birds. You know, there's a whole world out there that you may not be aware of because you in the house all the time watching, you know, Judge Judy and all that nonsense. So I love it that I get out, and when I know anything, I'm walking all the way around. I got a lovely park. I wind up going around that whole park, and I get a good 4,000 steps with a walk around that park. And it matters. It makes a difference in my spirit. When I come back, I've filled my lungs with fresh air. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And,
yes,
and you're really
absolutely.
Ready to take on your day. But thank you for noticing that.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, you know, hey, I want to give a shout-out to Austin as well. Much love, Austin. I see you guys were you guys over in the U.K.? Did y'all just come back?
We were in Paris, actually. What an amazing reception we got over there. You know, the French love R&B, black, American, R&B, funk music. They just are literally fanatical,
That's amazing.
And the artists behind the music. And they're very knowledgeable about our music. And we went over there, and I'm telling you, we had the greatest time, so well received. And now I got to learn French. I'm messing up because people are trying to communicate their joy, and I just don't know what the heck they're talking about. So that's going to be one of my little projects that I'm going to undertake.
Wow, you know, I want to go there so bad. I really do. And so were you guys, did you do Italy as well?
No. We literally, this was sort of a make-up date because of the pandemic. We had been booked to go April of 2020. And, of course,
wow.
as you know, the pandemic came in and, shut everything down. Like, we were watching the news every day, hoping that France wouldn't get shut down, and of course it did. So this was a makeup of a date that, you know, we were supposed to do in 2020 because during the pandemic. And so, no, we did not get to go and do, you know, like a whole tour in England and Spain and all of that. But with our presence there, and again, let me stress, it was the whole band. It was all of the original living members of the band, Solomon, Gerald, Larry, the keyboard player. It was, you know, it was the whole band. And so that meant a lot to the French fans in particular, because they initially, you know, as you know, me and my sisters have been carrying on the Sky legacy since 1996. And so we've been doing Ladies of Sky track dates up until now, but to have all of our brothers with us, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. It was just a fantastic experience. And you know what I have to say, Wardell? We still got it, baby. We still bring the excitement that people remember from all of our hits.
Oh, my God. You know,
in a major, major way. You know what I mean?
That feeling, Denise, can you explain, like, because I haven't had that chance again. And I remember how amazing it was when the songs were big hits on the radio and we were on the stage playing it. I remember how amazing, you know, that feeling was going back and forth between the audience and with the artist. It was just this amazing feeling. And here it is, like 40, 50 years later. What is the feeling like now?
Oh, my goodness. So that thrill is still there.
It's still
that thrill has not left. Now, think about it. So the band and us haven't been together for 30 years, okay?
Right,
and
right.
So this is exciting for us on, you know, on a baseline level. But it's just nice to know that we're all still on autopilot when it comes to the talent side. You know what I'm saying? It's a presentation. But for me to look over there and now see Solomon and Gerald, you know, to see my guys, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that live music feel, you can't replace that. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, our tracks are original tracks from the band. So, you know, we kind of have the band with us, yes and no. But, man, that was a huge, huge thrill. And I am telling you, I am calling all of the bands from the 80s. Y'all, come on, y'all. We still got something that the public wants to see. We've been talking with the guys from Crown Heights Affair. We've been talking to First Circle. We've been talking to a bunch of, you know, the bands from that era, and just saying, come on, guys, live music is finally having a resurgence. You know what I mean? And we need to – oh, and Unlimited Touch. Actually, Unlimited Touch preceded us at this venue last month. So it's just it's a fantastic feeling, kind of almost indescribable, to be able to get up there and to present live music. And, again, we're doing our hits from the 80s and the 90s, baby, and people are loving it. And you know what it does? You know the effect that it has, Wardell? It takes people back to that time in their lives.
Yes, absolutely.
That time was a happy time for everybody.
Yes.
You know
the economy was well.
And this is the reaction that we get. It's like, man, I remember, you know, high school, junior high school, college. You know, it brings back real memories for people. So
now,
let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Amen. Now, to those who may just be tuning in, I wanted you to know that we're speaking with Denise from the Ladies of Sky here on Solar Records Radio. Call Me is what we started this show out with, and we got so much response from playing that song. People were like, oh my God, that is it right there. Those were the days, such. So my heart of hearts did call Austin to see if we get his wife on, and he put her right on. So thank you, Austin.
Yes.
And also,
I'm
Don
so
Fleming.
Glad that you did.
I'm back.
Too, Wardell. I'm so happy.
I made it back in the nick of time, too.
Don Fleming is here.
I was downstairs making popcorn. So.
he ran to that microphone when he heard your voice.
I had to go downstairs and get my popcorn, so I had to come back up and right at the right moment.
See, he's
we got Denise on. I'm so happy to talk with you again.
We're supposed to be doing cardio, and he's eating popcorn.
Thank you. Jeez. I appreciate it so much, and I'm just happy. Listen, you know, I'm going around doing normal people things. Just came from ShopRite grocery store. You know what I'm saying?
We're a little bit of talent,
but I had to make sure my sister Bonnie is coming over, and so we're about to do hot dogs, hamburgers, and French fries. You know, typical Saturday afternoon meal situation. And I'm so happy that people still have a reaction and a deep feeling for our music. I want them to know that we appreciate that so very, very much. It's a joy for me to know that it's having the effect that it's supposed to have. And just thank y'all so much for keeping all of the music of our era alive, number one. And number two, for being a public service beacon. You know what I'm saying? For important subjects and topics that will help the longevity of all of us. Because y'all know we ain't no spring chickens, okay?
Well, Don is still a spring
chicken.
Well,
you know, I got to say this because as a Generation Xer, I know there's the Millennials and Generation Z, but I think, one of the things there's a reason that kids nowadays are going back to that vintage sound of music, you know, where someone is singing through the whole song. Is like, you know, I understand, you know, incorporating rap and into R&B, I get that. Everything serves its purpose, but it's beautiful to hear a whole album that's just nothing but just singing, whether it's funk, whether it's new wave, whether it's just straight up R&B soul. And a lot of kids, especially in my generation that taught the generation below, and then the generation below that, I think it's incumbent of us to know our history when it comes to black music. And again, it's a beautiful thing. Every time I go to YouTube and I see kids reacting to Sky Call Me, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know. I love it.
Yes. Hey, Denise, I got to say this. Like, I understand about technology. I understand that we got to keep growing and stuff. But one of the things that's making me really cuckoo is AI. That doesn't feel right, Denise.
Another subject that's going on. Now, I'm gonna kind of split my brain to kind of speak to what Don said, and then I'm going to get to the AI. So Don, what he's saying is absolutely true. There is a whole new generation of young people who are discovering that music from our era and our age.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so, Wardell, which I think you and I talked about or I mentioned to you, that BMG, which owns the South Soul catalog, is re-releasing on vinyl.
Oh.
The biggest hits from South Soul Records. So our re-release is on purple vinyl. They're creating these as collector's items. Purple vinyl, ours was released January the 20th. They've also done Joe Batan. They've done Double Exposure. They've done Instant Funk. And they're about to do First Choice. Because
okay.
the younger generation of individuals who are in the marketing teams now are going back, listening to this stuff and saying, hold up, this stuff is great. And they're bringing it out on vinyl now. So now from vinyl, I'm going to shoot forward to the AI.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything has a place, but I find this has yet to be ferreted out. There still needs to be more research and more, you know what I'm saying, understanding of what its function is and what its effect is going to be. I just saw something very scary on Instagram. It was Meek Mill posted on Instagram. It's a AI of his father. Now, I don't know about the history of his father or whatever. But his
right.
father apparently was either killed or is dead, or I don't know by what means or method. But let me tell you something. That was the scariest business I have ever heard, because it was basically him saying, and it's an AI creation, that he has come back from the grave, and all of these references to alive when the man is not alive. And it was some kind of cartoon-like generated picture of him with his mouth moving. Let me tell you something. That is some scary business.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing makes me very nervous, because we already live in an era where our privacy, you know what I mean, is
right.
being mm-hmm. challenged.
That's what
and we don't know what ultimately this kind of thing, you know, it speaks more to these false narratives, you know, these false truths that are going around. This is just a magnification of that. And so I think we all just have to be very vigilant, just like when you hear news reports and you got to ferret out what's really true and what's not true, what's fact and what's fiction. This is one of those scenarios where we have to be clear about, is it really Denise's voice? You know what I mean? Because I'm waiting.
No.
I'm waiting for them to do, you know, to use the bits and pieces of my 10 albums to come up with something that sounds like me, but it ain't me, you know. We have to be vigilant about
that. Scary part of that,
so.
You know what the scary part of that is that a lot – there's no way government is going to try to regulate that.
They're trying to
really
figure it out
right now.
There's no
way to regulate that.
Well, no, they're in
the
court. They're in court right now, Don. They're in court right now with Congress is sitting there, and they're asking the questions. And the creators of AI said, I think we need to have some regulations. So when he said that, it opened the door for all of the lawmakers to say, yes, you do. And so they are going to regulate this, because this is bad. This is bad. Like, okay, for instance, Leon Silvers, I was just talking to him, and he said, that AI thing is something else. The guy was showing me the other day about how it works and stuff, and he said, watch this, Leon. And he had him put in, he said, give me a song like Leon Silvers would produce. And Leon heard it. And Leon heard it and said, whoa, that really does sound like what I would do. And he said, I'm going to use that in a song. And see, that's so dangerous. Because it's almost like, Denise, like people getting comfortable with sequences and stop actually playing the whole thing
it's very similar to that, but again, when you start to move it into the realm of
putting faces,
people's individuality, your voice, it's like your fingerprint, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're the only person that has that owns that. So
now
my voice And now they're doing it with writing, with books and stuff. You know, just put in a bunch of information, and then the AI can write a book.
Right. That's what they scared. They scared me because the question was, well, who should be the owner of this information? And they said, I think we, the creators of it, should be the owner. I'm like, no, you can't own me. You're trying to own
that's
me.
That's right.
That's right. You're stealing. You're because that's literally what it is. You're taking it doesn't belong
that's
to you, and now you're saying it's yours.
Your
that's
intellectual
why I think
property
be
is being infringed upon, and that's exactly, you know, the problem. You know, but you know, we just all have to be vigilant and diligent in terms of monitoring this kind of stuff, and I'm sure that at some point, all of the performance, you know, oversight groups, you know what I mean, are also going to get involved in the narrative to just make sure that, you know, it doesn't go rampant. And you're right. When the Google guy, what did the guy said? He quit his job so that he could tell the truth about the direction of this stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, we know it's going to go wild, but I want to thank you. I'm infringing on your time, and I appreciate, you know, you and Austin just being so kind and just calling in randomly. We do appreciate
it.
And love you guys.
I love it.
Wardell, I appreciate speaking with you. You know, you're my brother from another mother. You too, Don. You're my nephew from another mother. And I just love you guys, and I love what you do. And again, thank you for always welcoming me, and I will make myself available whenever I can. I'm around, so maybe I better get on the show with you guys over the next couple of weeks, because the next thing we're doing, I think, is at least solidly, is in July. So I'll be around, and
amen.
Let's get on
let's
and let's
talk
together.
Yes.
I would love to do that. Okay.
Okay. One last question, Denise. One last question.
Oh,
sure. How was it to meet Terry, if that's how you say his name?
Terry. It's Terry. Terry Hanuna?
Oh, yeah.
Terry.
How do you say
Let
his name?
Let me tell you about Terry. Terry is the most bubbly, vivacious, crazy guy. He's the true essence. He's number one French fan. Next to my friend Marie-Laure, who took us around. You know, well, Marie-Laure is like a friend, like family. But
right,
Terry made sure that he got to us at dinner. We were sitting down having lunch, and there's this little face banging on the glass. He comes in. He's so excited. He's crazy excited. And so with that, and then during the show, I have selfies with him. And here's the rub.
God.
This is the thing that you're going to love. You're going to love this. So he texts me the day we're leaving, because we were literally there for 2 days. So we were out of there on Sunday. Show Friday, one day Saturday, and Sunday we were on our way back. So he texts me, and he said, Denise, oh, I would love to see you before you leave. It's like 1 o'clock. I said, oh, Terry, I said, we're actually, the cars are coming for us at 2 o'clock. I said, we'll be leaving. So he's like, oh, my goodness, I really would have loved to have seen you before you left. I said, well, I'm so sorry, but I'll tell you what, you know, I'll go on FaceTime. Well, he speaks French, so, you know, it's like I have to have somebody there to tell me what he's saying, right?
Right.
So we're loading up the two vans. We're just about loaded up. The gate opens at the hotel. Beep, 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 beep. Who do you think it was? It was Terry.
Oh, my God.
he was not going to let us leave without saying goodbye, and it was a joy to to have that happen. He just makes me smile and laugh.
It's moments like that again to let you know that you guys are still appreciated. You're still kids. Even when I'm going back to the kids, and I won't hold you up too long, Denise. The fact that you have going back to the kids and going to the internet and finding Sky's music and going back all the way back to the Here's to You and all of that and elementary middle school kids are doing like the little I wanna thank you, babe. It's so beautiful to see that, and then it gives them that incentive to go down that rabbit hole, and then they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
And again, they're like, you know what? the new music now, whatever you feel about new music, I like a lot of new music, don't get me wrong, but there is a reason, a consensus, a key is that go down that rabbit hole. It's like, man, some of the stuff out today sucks. But you didn't hear that from me. So we want to give you your flowers. You, Dolores, and Bonnie, your flowers while you're still here. And you know I'm going to do that every time I talk to you.
Thank you, baby. And it's a sweet smell. I appreciate it so much. I love y'all.
We love you, too. God bless you. All right. Well, you take care. And we're going to start a little romance right now with the cardio. And then, Don, you can go ahead.
Oh, let me get up now.
Yeah, Don's supposed to be doing his thing here. Thank you, Denise. Good night, and God bless.
All right, my babies. I love you both so much. And all the listening public out there, man, get up off that couch. Get up out of your seat.
Get up.
Get up on your feet. Get out of your seat. All right, let's do it.
Oh, we love you. Oh, I love that woman. All right, Denise. Thank you.
All right, baby.
All right.
Talk to you
soon. See you guys. Okay, bye, Austin. See you guys.
He brought the groceries in the house. I love y'all. Bye-bye.
That's a good husband.
That was
good. All right. Bye, Denise. All right.
Bye.
Wow. What beautiful energy. Man, she's amazing.
She is. She is. Shout out to Austin also. I love those sisters, man. I love those sisters. I love Denise's energy. I love Dolores's energy, and I love Bonnie's energy. So it's just the fact that, again, they're still out there doing their thing. You know, the ladies of Sky, and then of course reuniting with Solomon and all them. You know, it's I love that, man. I love it, love it, love it. But anyway, we're in your block, man. We got 31 minutes left of the show, so take us home, man.
Oh, I'm doing this block. Okay, here we go.
You want me to do a block?
I'll start it.
I got you covered, man. I got you covered. Of course, it's Saturday. Of course, we shortened the show today because, you know, got some things we need to do, but we definitely had to come in and hang out with you guys and let you know that, hey, it is a cardiovascular Saturday because Solo wants to dance. The next song I guess I want to play on this block, you know, here I am. I'm going back, man. I'm going back, man. Keep it up. I'm going to give you a little Philly International, man. Let's take you back 1978 to one of my all-time favorites, the lovely Miss Jean Carn. Name of the song is called Don't Let It Go to Your Head. Keep it locked, because guess what? Solo wants to dance.
Now that you know how I feel about you, don't let it go to your head, no. Don't let it go to your head, no.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm actually at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to bring from my lips is a scream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up lost in
to dance. Of course, that is from 1983, the Pointer Sisters. Yes, the Pointer Sisters, Automatic. Before that, I had to hook up a little Ollie and Jerry from the Breaking soundtrack. I had to put the cardboard box on the floor and do my little spins, and then I got up and realized, wait a minute, it's not 1984 anymore, and I'm old. So there's no stopping us. Of course, Ollie and Jerry. Ollie Brown and Jerry Knight came together and did a beautiful piece, a beautiful song. Of course, they did Electric Boogaloo from the soundtrack from the part two of the Breaking movies. Of course, rest in peace, of course, to Jerry Knight. Rest in peace to Shabadoo. And, of course, started off the block. What did I start off the block with, man?
I don't know. I'm just moving around. All over the place. I'm just dancing. I'm trying to get my cardio on, man.
Gene Karn. I had some classic Philly soul from the lovely Miss Gene Karn from 1978. Philly International. Don't let it go to your head. I love that song.
Don't
I love
let it go
goes.
To your head now.
I love it. She goes, woo, woo, woo. You know, she just start hollering. I love that. Oh, man.
Well, this has been a great show. Beautiful surprise from our girl, Denise Wilkinson.
Yes.
Lead singer of Ladies of Sky. And, man, oh, man, that was beautiful, man. And she's encouraging y'all. Get up off the couch. Let's get busy.
I know, man. I know.
Let's get going. We got to do it. We got to do it, man. So, anyway, inspirational music. You know, the music that we play is music that you used to listen to back in the day when things were just sweet and beautiful. And when Don was playing these songs, I was like, man, where is he pulling these songs out of?
The point is, you know, we just lost Anita Pointer. So Anita Pointer, June Pointer, and Bonnie Pointer are no longer with us. Of course, their ancestors, Ruth, the oldest, she's the only living sister out there, and she's still out there jamming with her daughter and nieces as the Pointer sisters, man, and you know, keeping that legacy alive. So shout out to Ruth Pointer. She's still out there doing it, man, with that deep voice. You know,
yes. Same thing with...
I thought that was a... When I was a kid, because, you know, the song came out in 83, I was 9, and I always thought there was a guy... What's your name? It's just a deep voice, and they were like, you know, that's Ruth. So I was like, oh my God, you know. But hey, I love the range. I love the fact that, you know, she did it automatic. I love that part too. I love that part. And for all the gamers, it's on Grand Theft Auto. You remember 21 years ago? Now it's been so long. Now 2002, that song. I kind of opened the floodgates to that bridging that generational gap I've always talked about, because younger kids found out, you know, the Pointer Sisters through the video game, through Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and all of those games in the back in the early 2000s, man. And again, now it's just it keeps going. And now, because those kids that are, you know, 12, 13 years old, even though, hey, they're playing Grand Theft Auto or whatever, but, you know, that's up to the parents. Now they're in their 30s and almost 40, so now they understand the appreciation for the music we grew up listening to.
Amen. Amen. Now, what was the name of the other group, the old school group? Barry, he's the only living brother. You know, Barry, his three brothers and the other two died. And he's
talking about the Bee Gees.
Yeah, the Bee Gees. You know, and he's the only living one.
Morris and Robin, of course, no longer with us. Of course, Andy Gibb was the little brother that went on solo and did his thing. And, you know, he, man, it's been what? God, it's been about 35 years since he's been gone.
Yeah, that's the three brothers. That's three little brothers. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's just so sad. So, but,
know.
You know, such is life, right? It is what it is. And so that's why we guys got to capitalize and love on each other and just, you know, be a blessing to one another, because you just never know. That's the one thing we don't know is that date when God's going to call us home.
You put
so,
the time clock out.
Yeah, so let's just enjoy one another and try to enjoy life and take care of yourselves and have a good time. And we thank you for hanging out here with us on Solar Records Radio. That is a blessing for us.
Oh, man, what a blessing to have everyone that's listening. And again, we notice like with the streams and the little charts on the page that who's listening. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. And again, for us to make this show better, I'm going to throw it out there, Wardell. You can go to, you know, if you want to donate to the show, or I'm assuming we still have merchandise, you can go to, WardellPodgerJr.com. And if you want to donate through Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Again, thank you so much for donating to the show. Again, keeps us doing what we're doing. And I love it. I love the fact that the listeners out there are contributing, and you know, they believe in us, and that's a beautiful thing, man.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And guys, you know, once again, we're praying for Charlotte, and so don't forget that. Just, you know, when you're doing your prayers, just, you know, bring her into your prayer. We appreciate that very, very much here at Solar Records Radio. Charlotte, we're praying for you, sweetheart. We love you. And we won't forget you. We are right here with you. And we're going to walk with you all the way until it's gone. And you have been healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And you're out there doing things with your daughter and just having a blessed time. We want to believe. And we're going to do everything to show you that we believe. So anyway, thank you so much. Everybody, once again, thanks, Don, for, you know, I woke Don up. I just want y'all to know but Don works all the time. So, you know, he sleeps when he sleeps, right? And so you have to respect that. And so I was like, oh, you're asleep. I'm sorry. I was ready. He was like, no, I'm kidding. I'll see you at the show.
You think I'm grumpy when let's say, quote, someone wakes me up. The way he's telling the story,
no.
Like, I'm waiting to hear him like, leave me alone, you know. Nothing like
no.
that.
No, you.
In a way,
you're not grumpy at all.
I need to get up. When he calls me, I really need to get up. So, and again, when it's coming to do the show, man, that's an automatic. So there's no, it's in my DNA.
All right, guys. Well, we are excited. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. here on Solar Records Radio as we do our praise and worship. And we recognize our Savior, and that's, we just take that moment, you know, that hour where we just want to meditate on Christ and, you know, and reevaluate our relationship with Him and, you know, and talk to Him about the things in our life that are really, really, that's going on and just communicate with Him like as if you would do with your regular father, you know, just talk to Him. He wants to hear from you. All right, so if you want to do that with us, tune in, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you guys, and we're up and out of here. Don, anything in closing?
No, again, I just want to kind of piggyback and just, again, thank everyone for tuning in. Again, we look at the streams. We look at those who, you know, we're watching you who are listening. No, we're watching and looking at the charts and everything. And again, we want to make it grow and tell a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend, tell that friend to tell a friend, and so on. So, again, there's going to be some big things that we're trying to bring it out there and bring more of a, not to say bigger platform, but at least, and we're going to amplify the show a little bit more because I know Wardell's working on a couple of things and at least to get us out there for all those who know, you know, what we do and the artists that we interview and things like that. It's not a podcast. It's a radio show. And, you know, a lot of people are doing, and no disrespect to anyone doing podcasts. That's great. But, you know, we come from the old school, and we try to keep that embodiment going when it comes to playing good music, having great interviews, and, of course, talking about your experiences. And being the co-host, you know, being my partner and everything, being in the industry, you know, a lot of people are learning from you, and I want that amplified. And right now we're working on some measures to do that. So I appreciate you guys giving us a little grace and listening and supporting the show. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, amen. That's beautiful. Thank you, brother. All right, guys. Good night. God bless you. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. here on Solar Records Radio.
Enjoy your Saturday, everyone.
All right. Later.